Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time. And no Big Allens this week, but Dean That's Saunders incredible. Stepped up to the plate. So it's quite Dino heavy today. So we'll kick off with him. With one we're calling, we can't wait to see you at Crufts, Dino.
Just dogs rather than massive wolves, but still a frightening experience.
As you know, Laura, I judged the dog contest last week and... A dog's a dog, isn't it?
Fantastic. Really. So many different breeds.
Dean Saunders there deciding on best in show. Yeah. A dog's a dog, isn't it? Fantastic. Yeah.
And this is a caller to the sports bar with an interesting suggestion for Jurgen Klopp.
Liverpool could have gone and bought... They should have tried to get that Louise Douglas.
She's a very good player.
Lovely girl.
Good old Louise Douglas. Yeah. Be brilliant in the women's side. She would. I would have thought, but I'm not quite sure that's who he meant. Here's Laura Woods being quizzed by Stuart Pearce.
Cappuccino, latte, or forms of?
Coffee.
Yes. Biggest country in South America. Pelé played for them.
Argentina.
See, I don't blame Laura for that.
Why?
Because Stuart has got a very aggressive... I mean, if he had his own daytime quiz, but he kind of... It's quite aggressive,
far
isn't it?
The way he Pelé did not play for Argentina.
He shouts the questions out in the way he played. Could you see a daytime quiz? Psycho babble. Yeah, that he gets you so flustered you can't think of the answers.
No, I'm not accepting it. If you see a picture of Pelé, he's always wearing yellow and green.
It's the pressure of a quiz. We've seen it with Charlie Baker. He's fallen to bits on House of Games.
Louise Douglas was Douglas Louise.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah. I thought you wondered who he meant.
No. Oh, right. I knew it was the... No, I'm talking about Pelé now.
Oh,
I'm not talking about the last clip. What's this, the two Ronnies?
Yeah,
we wish.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's you, isn't it?
It's Sam Ellard on Breakfast Now, looking ahead to the big fight.
Will continue to build up to the big fight this weekend. Live on TalkSport, Joyce Parker, Gareth A. Davis.
Who'd you see winning that? Joyce Parker? I think Gareth might win.
I think Gareth would beat Joyce.
Yeah, Joyce Parker, an old friend of my mum's, we established.
And Louise Douglas.
Yeah, that's right. Louise Douglas, he beat them both on the same night.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's back to Dean Saunders, this time alongside Natalie Sawyer, reflecting on the early Premier League days.
When I played... And Sky just started. Imagine it being like a big pie. And the player's got... You cut the pie in half. The player's got half the money. Player's got that half.
Is this a sweet or savoury pie?
Let's call it a cake.
What, is it a cake or a pie?
It's a strange... I'm a big fan of Natalie, but that's a strange question.
But I think there was a bit of devilment in Natalie there. She decided if he was going down the pie route, she was going to find out what... She needed a picture of pie. She needed to know what sort of pie it was. And then, you know, Dean's curveball, of course, is, let's call it a cake.
Well, fair enough.
Make your mind up, Dean. A cake's a cake.
Well,
really, a pie's a pie.
Staying with breakfast, this is Ali McCoist, going a bit Alan Partridge.
Let's get a little bit more on this. TalkSport EFL expert Dan Windle is now on the line. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Ali.
Dan, I have to say to you, mate.
it was a little bit Partridge. Shall we hear it again?
Yeah.
Let's get a little bit more on this. TalkSport EFL expert Dan Windle is now on the line. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Morning,
Dan.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Dan, I have to say to you, mate.
It was a little bit Partridge, yeah.
It was. Back to the sports bar and another caller.
Since VAR has come in, not once have I seen a referee stick with his original decision. He always goes with VAR.
Michael Oliver did it this weekend.
Oh, right, OK, I didn't see that.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yes, ruin that.
Apart
point,
from
then.
That one, yeah. This is Drive with Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent, and Jack Grealish has taken some constructive stick on the station this week, I think it's fair to say. But this was a bit much.
City saw Jack Grealish. We need him in our squad. He will make our squad better, which he does. He makes the first team better, which he does. He's got an abundance
certainly
of talent.
He certainly makes the squad a lot thicker.
No need for that, Darren. I thought he was amazing. Oh, mate. Brings the average down, apparently. Bright. Yeah, there we are.
Now, all TalkSport presenters are always looking to keep our sponsors happy with on-air promotions.
Of course, yeah.
And none more so than Jamie O'Hara, as he illustrates here.
Let's go to Jordan, the Bournemouth fan. Jordan?
Jordan?
Is he there? He's there.
Hello? Try again, Jordan. No, Jordan, we'll have to come back to you. That was a look at some of the main topics of the day. All thanks to Bet for 18 plus, BigGambler.org.
Yeah, they would have been delighted with that.
Oh, yes.
Another satisfied customer. Fantastic. Ka-ching. One more from Dean Saunders. Here chatting about the Spurs manager.
Even listening to him last week when he was talking about VAR, Conte, he was saying, like, I understand referee make a decision, but I don't understand when they look at the monitor.
Good job he didn't do the accent, really, wasn't it?
You know Darren Farley, is he, let me be honest.
Could have been worse.
Before we go, yes, let's quickly get some football news with Richard Newman.
Norwich beat Bristol City 3-2 to move within a point of Championship leaders Norwich.
Yeah, well, great news,
thank you,
Richard.
Newman.
Thank you, Norman. Anyway, finally, it's Jason Cundy with a quick-fire quiz for co-host Jamie O'Hara on the Sports Bar.
So a fox. Fox is very what? Let's just describe a fox. You say he's as something as a fox.
I don't know. He's hungry.
What? Yeah, as hungry as a fox. Hungry like a fox, Andy. I mean, we're not quite sure whether that's right.
No, I don't think so. Or maybe it is. Let's see what Duran think. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Sing to the sound, I'm lost and I'm found, and I'm hungry like the fox.
Maybe he was right after all. So there we are, this Clips of the Week. Thank you to Bill Burrows, to Alan Jenkins, to Daz Mapleston, to Joshua Suba, to Roger in Durham, to Niall M. Oliver, to Marco Bertie, to Rich Fairholm, and to good old Alan St. Minimum. They all suggested clips that were played this week. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport, TalkSport 2, wherever, over the next 7 days, please send it in to us at talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089 or tweet it to TS. H&J, just a rough description of the clip you heard and the day and the time you heard it on the station, and we'll listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you will get a credit.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.